This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The winter weather we've seen for the past few weeks has been interesting, but what about the weeks and months ahead? Washington State climatologist Nick Bond was calling for a mild El Nino weather pattern last fall and says that appears to still be the case.
The Climate Prediction Center of NOAA has officially called it an El Nino now. Certainly going to be a weak one. It doesn't look like it's going to have the same sort of remote effects that most El Ninos have. They usually cause kind of a pattern of highs and lows that kind of arcing out of the tropical Pacific that we use to help make our seasonal weather forecasts and so forth. The pattern that has kind of developed this year is not like previous El Ninos.
Asked if that means a bit warmer and drier, Bond says that's true.
And for what it's worth, while the next few weeks look like they're going to be on the cool side, not frigid necessarily, but cooler than normal for this time of year, that doesn't really mean the whole spring and summer is necessarily going to be cool. And there's some indications, again, the crystal ball is kind of fuzzy when you're looking that far out, but, you know, somewhere in the first week of March or something like that, we'll return to a more normal weather pattern.
Listen tomorrow for more on our El Nino weather that's expected to persist through the spring and summer.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.